A Quaker Space for Our Time by Chris Moore. Way opens for a large public message. On October 6, 2015, I got an email from Tony Hariza, Media Production Director at American Friends Service Committee, or AFSC. His wife, Jane Golden, directs the City of Philadelphia Mural Arts Program, and they had a problem. Mural Arts was preparing a citywide exhibition of public art called Open Source, featuring pieces by several national artists. Shepard Fairey, known for his Hope logo of then-Senator Barack Obama and the Obey Giant line of art and clothing, had created a mural addressing mass incarceration. Hariza's email informed me that the owner of the building where the mural was going to be mounted had changed his mind, deeming it too political. I manage Friends Center, the three-building Quaker complex in Center City, Philadelphia, that houses AFSC along with a number of other organizations. As a member of a working group to redesign the lobby, Hariza knew we were actively exploring Friends Center's visual displays. The curator of the open source exhibition, Pedro Alonso, came to see the site and told Fairey it could work, but the artist was initially skeptical. The different proportions of our wall wouldn't work with his original design. The mural, the stamp of incarceration, was a portrait of a young woman, Amira Muhammad, displayed as if on a postage stamp. Having returned from incarceration, Amira is part of Mural Arts' Restorative Justice Program and studies architecture at Community College of Philadelphia. Below her portrait, the mural caption reads, "United States, 5% of the world's population, 25% of the world's prison population." This caption made it too political for the original property's owner. I was excited about the opportunity to display this mural at a Quaker space. I engaged the Friends Center Board of Directors, who were excited by the idea. Christy Duncan Tesmer, General Secretary of Philadelphia Yearly Meeting, commented, "I think it's awesome. If anything, it isn't strong enough." Pedro Alonso was excited. His son had been a student at Cambridge Friends School, and he knew about Quaker's long history of work on criminal justice issues. He conveyed all this to Fairey, including Christy's comment. He was finally convinced that Friends were serious, that Quaker values resonated with his personal values, and that Friends Center was a good location for his piece. The mural went up over 2 days this past October. The Mural Arts Program organized a media tour of the works in the open source exhibition with an interview of Shepard Fairey in the courtyard of Friends Center. That evening and the next day, the print, broadcast, and online coverage all carried photos of the work and credited Friends Center with hosting it. A few months later, the mural dedication ceremony was held in the Ray Street Meeting House at Friends Center. Amira Muhammad shared her story of becoming involved with the Restorative Justice Program and agreeing to be featured in a piece that reveals she was incarcerated. Having this mural at this Quaker space has been a great opportunity for visibility of Friends and for an issue that we care about. Quaker Crossroads. Few locations in the United States would better qualify as a Quaker space than Friends Center. The physical and spiritual heart of the three-building complex is the Ray Street Meeting House. Registered as a National Historic Landmark, it was built in 1856 to serve as the Hicksite yearly meeting site. Today, it's the home of Central Philadelphia Monthly Meeting. On one side of the meeting house is 1520 Ray Street, a large brick townhouse built in the 1840s. Until 1922, it was used by Friends Central School. On the other side is 1501 Cherry Street, a plain brick-faced office building constructed in 1974 and renovated in 2009 to the LEED Platinum standard of green building. It serves as the global headquarters of American Friends Service Committee and as the office for staff of Philadelphia Yearly Meeting. All told, today there are over 40 tenant organizations, Quaker and non-Quaker, whose missions complement and support Quaker values and testimony. Friends Center is open and usually busy 7 days a week, some 355 days a year. Not too many congregationally based properties, let alone Quaker meeting houses, can claim the same. The site's owned and managed by Friends Center Corporation, a nonprofit partnership of AFSC, Central Philadelphia Meeting, and Philadelphia Yearly Meeting, formed in 1972 specifically to steward the property. Friends Center is a crossroads where many Quakers and like-minded and like-hearted people come together. In addition to the three partner groups, there are five other Quaker organizations on site: Friends Association for Higher Education, the Friends Council on Education, the Friends World Committee for Consultation, Section of the Americas, Philadelphia Quarterly Meeting, and the Tract Association of Friends. The Friends Child Care Center is also a tenant, created as a co-op by parents working for AFSC and other organizations on site. Today, it's an independent nonprofit that's still governed by Quaker principles. Some 35 other tenant groups are working on peace, justice, the environment, and education, among other issues that resonate with Quaker values and testimony. Several of them also happen to have individual Quakers as their executive directors. Our event and conference space is also well used by Quaker organizations. The nearby Friends Select School holds its midweek meeting for worship in the Meeting House every Wednesday. Earth Quaker Action Team holds its monthly meetings here, and Quaker groups such as Friends Life Care, Friends Mutual Health Group, and Friends Insurance Group have all held meetings here recently. In May 2016, Friends Center hosted a design session for Pendle Hill Conference Center as part of their Living Building Challenge grant. Friends Center also serves as a location for racial justice work among Friends. Over the last year, AFSC has been hosting twice monthly town hall meetings of the Coalition for Real Justice, a local outgrowth of the Black Lives Matter movement. During the recent White Privilege Conference, held in Philadelphia this year, young adult Friends came to Friends Center for lunch one day to connect and debrief. The next day, all Quakers at the conference were invited to gather at Friends Center and consider next steps for individuals and meetings. Buildings as living witness. The physical infrastructure of Friends Center is a living witness to Quaker values of sustainability and earth care. As mentioned, the 1501 Cherry Street office building was renovated to the LEED Platinum standard in 2009, which is rare for an existing building from the 1970s. Green building features include location in a dense central city near all forms of transit, shower rooms for bicyclists, stormwater management through a green roof on the 1501 building, and cisterns in the meeting house for a gray water system to flush toilets, solar panels, low VOC or volatile organic compound building finishes, compact fluorescent lights with sensors that turn lights off when rooms are unoccupied, electric power purchased from wind power providers, and a cutting-edge geothermal heating and cooling system. Friends Center offers tours of its green building and the Quaker Meeting House. Recent groups include attendees of the American Institute of Architects National Convention in May 2016, students from both religion and architecture classes at the Community College of Philadelphia, English language learners from a nearby program, and the high school environmental science class, as well as the entire eighth grade from Friends Select School. Do Quakers, these Quakers, need spaces like Friends Center? It takes a lot of resources to operate these three buildings, two of them historic structures, in the center of a major American city. One could ask, does the Religious Society of Friends still need Friends Center? I think this is too broad a question. My predecessor, Patricia McBee, pointed out that Friends Center is not here for, quote, the Quakers, unquote. It's here for these Quakers, the partner and tenant organizations in the complex, and through them, all the Quakers who use the site for worship, work, and witness. So yes, I do believe Friends Center is fulfilling a useful and necessary role for these Quakers, as well as the non-Quaker tenants and building users who are advancing Quaker values in Philadelphia and beyond. In fact, many of the non-Quakers are attracted to Friends Center by those values. It's a good thing, in their view, to be associated with Quakers. Yet, it is also proper for Friends to periodically ask ourselves if owning this property is still what God is calling Friends to do. Is this the right property for this community of these particular Quakers and Quaker organizations at this time? In his 2014 Swarthmore lecture given to Britain Yearly Meeting, Quaker author Ben Pink Dandelion explained that the large meeting house in London was built in the 1920s, in part because Friends thought they might not be able to rent anywhere else because of their views on military conscription. Then he looked at today's situation. Now we are the landlords. We have trustees. This may be all to the good, but we need to maintain the spiritual check and balance that will make us question each innovation. We need to keep discernment at the top of all our practices, he counseled. Friend Center 2 needs to maintain such a practice of discernment on a regular basis. Not too silent, opportunities for witness, visibility, and marketing. Friend Center's current business model relies on rental income from tenants and event users to defray the cost of operating and maintaining the facilities. Our marketing work has focused on increasing our visibility, both physically on-site for visitors and passers-by, and through a growing social media presence focused on reaching nonprofits in the Philadelphia region as potential customers. Fortunately, Friend Center is just 2 blocks from City Hall, and it's even visible from 3 large city municipal government buildings. Our location provides great opportunities for physical visibility for Quakers here in the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. However, Friend Center's appearance from the curb is demure, to say the least. While the southeast-facing main gate at the corner of 15th and Cherry Streets says, "Welcome to Friend Center," the thousands of daily drivers traveling southbound on 15th Street would have to look back over their shoulders even to see it. Inside the front gate, there is an important but very subdued witness, a sculpture of early Quaker martyr Mary Dyer by Sylvia Shaw Judson. It's a replica of the one on the grounds of the Massachusetts State House. It is a focal point for the entry. Children from the child care center like to climb it and even to sit on her lap. Mary Dyer was killed by the criminal justice system of the time, so it provides a symbolic connection to issues AFSC and other groups at Friend Center are working on today. Visually, though, while the bronze image is sublime, it is not attention-getting. Increasing curb appeal. To increase the visual appeal to tenants and guests, I developed a plan to improve the lobby, which now include a series of banners about Quaker testimony and values. We decided to take the Spices words, simplicity, peace, integrity, community, equality, and sustainability, and add worship, justice, and friends. The new materials were installed by designer Steve Tucker in January 2016. The color scheme is bright and vibrant. The photos on the display board show Quakers in various stages of contemplation, action, and recreation. Staying spiritually grounded on these grounds. Wandering around the site with a camera to take pictures of maintenance issues, I've discovered so many pockets of beauty at Friend Center. The contrast between the historic brick architecture and the stone, steel, and glass skyscrapers of Center City behind them. The blooming of the flowers and trees on the grounds. The pigeon carcasses occasionally left by a cooper's hawk, reminding us nature is in the city, too. The people of many backgrounds coming through the door to worship, work, or witness here. Diego Navarro of Santa Cruz, California Meeting recently visited Friend Center during the White Privilege Conference. It seems like a welcoming place, he said. Things are alive and really important work being done in the community is being supported. It feels very open, he said. I agree. I have truly grown to love this quirky place, its history, its architecture, and its people. Chris Moore is a member of Green Street Meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's been executive director of Friend Center Corporation since January 2015, after 20 years of fundraising and advocacy for affordable housing. He is currently a trustee of Friends Publishing Corporation, the publisher of Friends Journal, and a board member of Green Street Friends School.
The piece you just heard was produced by Friends Journal. Friends Journal's mission is to communicate Quaker experience in order to connect and deepen spiritual lives. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate us on iTunes and consider becoming a member at friendsjournal.org/grow. Thanks for your support.